Okay, so the so yesterday's parsha. So yesterday's parsha. So you have the event of the Bayom HaShmini. So that was really the Shkodesh Nisan, Rashi says, and Shmini LeMiluyim, Shkodesh Nisan, Shehukam HaMishkan BaBayom. So that was the day. That was the day of Hakamas HaMishkan. Okay. So, what was the objective of the Hakamas HaMishkan? The objective of the Hakamas HaMishkan was Hashruas Shechina. The Hashruas Shechina. Okay. So, there was a number of kabbonis that were brought for Aaron and for Klal Yisrael. Before, apparently, before you could have the Hashruas Shechina. And apparently with that formula was supposed to bring about the Hashruas HaShechina. But it's interesting, because there's a pasuk here that says that they did all the kabbonis, and that's a v'yisa arin es yodav alam v'yivarchem v'yered me'asos achatas v'yolo v'ashlamam. So he did all the, brought all the kabbonis, and then the next pasuk says v'yova moshe v'yarin el ol moed v'yetsu v'yivarchas ha'am. Again, so the question is, why do they go back into Ohel Moed? Okay, that's the question. Why do they go back into Ohel Moed? So Rashi says like this. Rashi says, "Vayava Moshe, Loma Nichnasu." So one shot was to teach him to learn to teach Aaron Maisek Torah. Okay. Dover Acher, Rashi says, Kivan Shiro Aaron. Shekarver Kola Kabanos. Aaron, so they brought all the Kabanos. Venasu Kola Masim. Everything was done. Velo Yorda Shechina Yisrael. So the Shechina didn't descend. Hoya Mitztayer, Vaomer. He felt bad and he said, Yodeani Shekosa Kodesh Baruch Alai. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry at me because of the Chet HaEgel means. U'bishvili lo yorda Shechina l'Yisrael. And because of me, the Shechina didn't descend. Amalo l'Moshe. So he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Ochi, kachos isoli. This is what you did to me. Shenechnasti v'nispayashti. That I went in, I did all these kabbonis, and I was embarrassed. That nothing happened. There was no Hashruas Shechina. Miyad nichnas Moshe imo. So Moshe Benu went in with him. Ubikshu rachamim. They will mispalo v'yorda Shechina l'Yisrael. That's what Rashi says. Okay. So I mean, the question is, and then the next pasuk was the Yiridas Hashechina. Vateitze eish milfnei Hashem v'techalom esbeach asolu v'sachalovim v'yar kolom v'yaronu v'yiplu apneim. That's the pasuk of Hashruas Shechina. Okay. So the question is, I mean, why? What was this delay? I mean, why was this delay? Really, the pasuk seems very simple and clear in Shemos, where it says v'asulim migdash v'shachanti b'socham. So there's a formula there. Vasalim migdash v'shachanti v'socham. So in Truma, in the beginning of Truma, vasalim v'shachanti v'socham. So that was the formula. So they made a migdash and they brought the kabbanis. And what was the what was this delay? And apparently it didn't work. In other words, apparently it didn't work with all the kabbanis and everything. It still there was no Hashruas Shechina. Okay, that's the question. Okay, so there's an interesting Ramban, in the end of Tetzaveh, where the pasuk says, "V'kidashti es ol moed v'sal mizbeach." That the pasuk says, "V'na'arati shomol l'vnei Yisrael v'nigdash bechlodi." V'kidashti es ol moed v'sal mizbeach v'as aron v'as bona v'kadish l'chayim li. V'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael v'yisi lohem l'lekim. V'yodu ki ani Hashem Elokeihem asher etzeisi osom me'eretz Mitzrayim l'shachni v'sochom. Ani Hashem Elokeihem. So the question is, what does this last pasuk add? Because it says before, v'shachanti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, so there will be ashra shechina v'yisi l'hem l'alikim. Then what is this v'yodu, and they'll know, ki ani Hashem Elokeihem asher etzeisi osom me'eretz Mitzrayim l'shachni v'sochom. What is this additional pasuk? Ani Hashem Elokeihem. So there's a Ramban on that pasuk. Interesting Ramban. Ramban says this was a shachti v'sochom. So first he quotes Rashi. Rashi says, Rashi l'shachni v'sochom al menas lishkani v'sochom al menas in order. What is Rashi adding? I don't know. But anyway, it's like this. He says the Tachin Sheyomar the Yedu Bishachni Besocham, that they'll know when they see the Ashras Shechina Ki Aner Hashem Elokeihem Asher Etzeisi Osom Eretz Mitzrayim Ki Yedu Kvodi V'Aminu She'ani Otzeisi Osom Eretz Mitzrayim. So that's the first pshat he says. Then the first pshat he says is that the pasuk is saying that the Ashras Shechina will be a verification for them. That ki yedu kvodi v'aminu shani otzeisi osom eretz Mitzrayim luki derech vahid davel chol drach av maskil. Okay, so the lamed lishachni is like lichol drach av. It really means bishachni v'socham, not li, but li sometimes means vahid davel chol drach av maskil is vahid davel bichol drach av maskil. So lishachni v'socham means that they'll know that I am the one that took them out of Mitzrayim, b'shachni v'socham. So the Torah is saying that this will be a conclusive verification. In other words, a constant reminder, a constant verification that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was motzi osom me'eretz Mitzrayim, because even though they know from the account. The ones that were there knew from being there, and the other ones, the future generations, know from the account. But still, the Ashra Shechina is an active verification, an ongoing verification, which will constantly be before their eyes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim. That's the first shot in the Ramban. But the Ramban says like this. He says, Avol Rab Avram Omar, the Ibn Ezra says, that ki lo hotzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim rak ba'avur ki eshkon besocham, that the only reason I took them out of Mitzrayim was in order that I should have my Shechina dwell among them. V'zehu, and that's the pasuk tavdun asolakim malahor hazeh. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. Okay, Ibn Ezra, that's the Ibn Ezra. Atam oz yedu ki lo otzeisi osom mimitzrayim rak bavur sheyasu li mishkan v'shachanti besocham, that was my objective. Okay, v'zehu tavdun esolakim al horaza. That's what the Ibn Ezra says. That they'll know that the purpose of going out of Mitzrayim is in order that there should be Ashra Shechina. And you take a look at the Ibn Ezra, I mean, you don't really understand him. So what is he saying? But the Ramban picked up what he was saying. Sounds like something you just glance over. But the Ramban says no. He says, M. Cain, he says, if the Ibn Ezra's idea is correct, he says, Yesh b'inyan sod gadol. There's a very big sod in this pasuk, and in this area. Why? Kikafi pshat ha-davar Because according to the plain understanding, he says, Hashchina b'Yisrael tzorech hedyot. The purpose of the Shechina in Klal Yisrael is the tzorech of the hedyot, meaning us. Okay? He says, V'lo tzorech gavara. Okay. Aval hu ki'in she'omar kosev Yisrael asher b'chor espoir. V'omar Yehoshua u'matas l'shimcha gadol. P'sukim rabim bo came. Evo l'moshev lo. Po eishe ki'ivi siho. The kosev, and the pasuk says, v'oretz eskor. Because it says that that's in the end of, by the tochacha. In the end of the was it the first tochacha or second tochacha? I don't remember now. It says, v'zachatis b'isi Avram, v'avis b'isi Yitzchak, v'avis b'isi Yaakov eskor, v'oretz eskor. V'oretz eskor. So the Ramban says, if that's the case, he says, there's a big sod in this pasuk. What is the sod? And he says, and that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying, really. The Ibn Ezra is saying, and he seems to, he's praising the Ibn Ezra's pshat, that the Ibn Ezra was onto a deep sod. And what is that sod? He says, of course, according to the plain pshat, he says, Shekhinah b'Yisrael is Tzorech Hedyot. He says, and not Tzorech Gavara. But over here, the pasuk is saying that it really is Tzorech Gavara. Tzorech Gavara. So what does Ramban mean here by Tzorech Gavara? I mean, Tzorech Gavara, I mean, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs this. That's really against the... It's basically clear to say Kadosh Baruch Hu needs it. And the Ramban himself says, the Ramban states clearly, in the well-known Ramban in Kiseitze, where the Ramban says, other places too, but the Ramban says that on the Talmud mitzvah of Kansipor, okay. So the Ramban says like this, because the Ramban says about the Rambam, where the Rambam has difficulty with a Chazal, that Chazal say that does a Kadosh Baruch Hu care if you shech the animal from the neck or if you stab him or all the other Diktukei mitzvahs? So the Ramban says like this. So the Ramban says, yeah. Yeah, the Ramban first of all talks about the Tam HaMitzvahs. Ramban says, "V'zeh oinin shegozo harav b'mitzvahs sheyesh lam tam mevur ma'od ki b'chol echad tam v'toeles." And every mitzvah, there's a reason and a benefit. V'tikun lo'odom bilvad scharan me'es ha'mitzvah b'hen yisbarach. In other words, in the asiyas ha'mitzvahs himself, the schar, but the tam is the essential purpose is the tikun lo'odom. And then he goes on, he says like this, and he says, Avalela Agadash and Eskashol El Arav, Kafi Daiti, in Yanachalaham. Shiratzaloma, Chazal wanted to say, Sheena Toelis, but this is like Kadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Yisala. There's no benefit to God, Avalat Toelis, Ba'odom Atzmo, Lenoa Mimenu Nezek, to remove a damage, or Amuno Raw. Or a bad belief, or midah maguna, or a bad trait, or lizkor hanisim v'neflos habori yisparach ladasas Hashem, v'zehu litzrof bohen. That's what it means. Litzarif bohen as abrios, to refine them. He says sheyu kekesef tzorof. He says ki atzorof akesef ein maaseu belotam. He says the person that refines the silver doesn't do it without a reason. He says avalotzi menu kol sig, to take out all the dross. V'cheina mitzvos lahotzi milibeinu kol amuno ra, to remove every bad idea, ulahodienu ha'emes, and to teach us the truth, ulazochra tamed, and to constantly remember it. He says v'loshin ze agada atzmo huskro bilamdenu, v'pasha zosachaya v'chima echpis lo lakarash baruchu ben shoche behema v'ochal anocha v'ochal klumato mo'ilo, o klumato maziko, Do you help him or do you harm him? Or my echpeslo bein ochel taros ochel tmeos. What does God care if you eat behemoth taros or tmeos? Im chachamto chachamto loch. Holo nitnu ha mitzvah selo the tzarefes abrios. Shenema, imros ad Hashem, imros taros. Venema, kol imros ala katz rufo. Lama shihe megin alecha. So it should protect you. Hinei mefurj bekan shlo bo'o loma. Ela she'ein hatel eles elov yisala. She yitztarech la'ora. That you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs the light. Kemechushev min ha-menorah. Like one would think about the menorah. V'she yitztarech la'maychal ha-kabonis. V'reach ha-ketoros. Kenirim mepshutehem. As one would think at first glance. V'afilu yizochen l'niflosov shosa. Even mentioning the niflos. She'siva lasos l'zeichel yitzisus ha-em. Maisa breishes ain't atelos lo. Rak she'neida anachnu ha-emes. V'nizkabo. And we should be zocha at ru'uli ru'uyim rios megin aleinu. That's the purpose, in order to protect us. Ki diburenu v'zochrenu b'neflosov me'efes v'so nechshulo. Our mentioning of the neflos is absolutely nothing before him. Okay. So he goes on to explain. So he says mitzvah, and he repeats again, l'zakek es nafshosenu and in Cain, kulam l'tola l'seinu bovad. He repeats it again and again. V'zem muskim b'chol divir avaseh. There's nobody that argues on that. Okay. So the question is, so what does the Ramban mean? And that's the Yesod Nedos. What's the Yesod Nedos? And then he quotes the Tefillah, Tefillah Yom Kippur, Matav Dal Danish Mirosh, Kimim Yom Lacham Matasa, Vin Yitzak Mayitin Lach, V'chein Amar Betola. Tov, repeats it again, to make sure that everybody has the idea clear. So the question is, so what does Ramban mean over here by this Sod Gadol on L'shachni B'socham, that it's not as you would think, which is the purpose is the tzarech hediyot, but it's tzarech gavoa. What kind of possibility of a tzarech gavoa can we be talking about here? If you take the Ramban on the surface, it's basically against the holy sword of kolatar kula. You study a dozen and it's the wrong idea of God, and it's kfir basically. Okay, that's the question. Okay. Khan is really sharp on that one, boy. You have to really give the Ramban credit for pulling it out like that. You would read that over, you would not even notice it. But the Ramban pulls it out. It's amazing. You see the sharpness of Chachma Yisrael. Even the Ebenezer, of course, is the author of it. There's a Mardash Meitzah. But the Ramban caught it. Because all he says is very briefly. He says, Oz Yedu ki lo hotseisi osam mi Mitzrayim rak ba'avur sheyasu li mishkan v'shachanti b'socham. That's all he says basically, okay? V'zeo tavnana salakim al harza. That's all the Ibn Ezra says. The Ramban says what he's saying is a big sod. What the Ibn Ezra is saying is a big sod, sod gadol. What is a sod? The sod is basically just in his words, that it's not tzorach hedyot, but it's tzorach gavar. He says that's what he means. He means tzorach gavar. That's because the lashon is, according to what the Ibn Ezra is saying, is that God's doing it for that purpose. For that purpose. It means that's God's objective. You see? So it's not tzorach hedyot. Yeah, but everything is, kol ha-Torah kula is God's objective. But kol ha-Torah kula is everything. What's the tzorach? The tzarech is like the Ramban explains clearly in where I quoted you from the on the mitzvah of Kansipo, that everything really is only for man, and to think that God has any benefit is basically kfira. So what does he mean over here? That's the question. But you see the danger of taking the words of a thinker and just of a great thinker in one spot, where you think the Lashon, you think you have the Lashon over there, and you think you understand what he means, but You can't do that with a person that's a great genius, because you don't know what he means. You don't know what he means. Yeah. Okay. That's the question. All right? Okay. So the question is, we have to differentiate between Tzorach Hedyot, what is meant by Tzorach Hedyot, and what is meant by Tzorach Gavoah. That's the question. Okay? Vasily Mikdash is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. I mean, it's every mitzvah is the same. It's all kolotar kula. Yeah. I think what the Ramban is saying is... Let me take something else, okay? Yeah. The Ramban, let's just define the Ramban, what the Ramban is saying, okay? And then we'll try to show... a manifestation of his idea. But let's just try to get his idea first in general terms. Okay? And in general terms, the question is, what is the difference between Tzorach Gavoha and Tzorach Hedyot? That's the question that we have to understand. You see, I think what the Ramban means is like this. What the Ramban means, you see, Tzorach Hedyot means Tzorach Hedyot means because of Adam, because of the nature of Adam, because of the nature of Adam. For instance, Briyas Olam, is that Tzorach Hedyot or Tzorach Gavoah? What would you answer? Tzorach Gavoah. That's it. Tzorach Gavoah means God's will. That's what Tzorach Gavoah means. Tzorach Hedyot means because of man, that man is the one that did something because of a weakness in his nature. You see, that because of that weakness, so the Midas HaRachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps man and does something. You see. So Tzorach Hedyot in the Ramban really means it's because of the chait of Adam. That's what it means. See. Tzorach Hedyot means because Adam is a chote, and a person can't help himself. He's always being a chote, and even the greatest person is a chote. So because man is a chote, so that's why you need the mikdash. Actually, the Ramban is really excluding a pshat of one of the gedolei mafarshim, and that pshat is the pshat of the Sforno. The Sforno says that the only reason that the Mishkan is because of the fact of the Egel Azov. That originally the Sforno is a very novel pshat, but the Sforno says that originally the pasuk says Mizbach Adam Tasali and B'chol Amakom Ifta Matantar B'chol Amakom Asha Askir Hashemi Avo Elecha Ve'rachticha. So the Sforno says that there was no need for anything else. There was no need for any clay zov and clay kesef and anything. It was B'chol Amakom Asha Askir Hashemi. But then, because and the luchos were given, the only thing they were supposed to receive was the luchos. But the Sforno says it in a few places. He says it on the in the end of Yisro, and he says it also in the beginning of Vayitin al Moshe, in the beginning of by the Egel Azov. So he says that only because of the Chet Egel, was what made the Mishkan necessary. Then he says the Yardu Mimalosam. And since they were Yardim Malosim, then they needed the medium of the Mishkan. But originally they were supposed to be on a higher level. You see, but because they were chote, so that's why the Mishkan was necessary. So basically, that's what the Ramban means to exclude. According to the Sforno, really, the Mishkan and the Ashras Hashchina is Tzorach Hedyot. That's Tzorach Hedyot. Means because of the low level that man brought himself to through the Chet Ha'egel. And the Ramban, you see, there's a kind of a consistency in that whole Ramban. Because first the Ramban says, you see, the Ramban, the beginning of the Ramban. In the beginning of the Ramban, so the Ramban says that... In the beginning of the Ramban, Ramban says that Yedu Kvodi V'Aminu Shani Otzesi Osom Me'Eretz Mitzrayim. See, he says V'Yitachin Shem V'Yadu B'Shachni B'Sochom. They will know B'Shachni B'Sochom. Ki Yedu Shem L'Kehem Asher Otzesi Osom Me'Eretz Mitzrayim. Ki Yedu Kvodi V'Aminu Shani Otzesi Osom Me'Eretz Mitzrayim. V'Gederch V'Yidav L'Chol D'Rachal Maskil. Okay, Ki Yad Bochato Liven Yishav. So there the Ramban is explaining the first way. That's what he means by Tzorach Hegel. That really it wouldn't be necessary. Because what's the purpose? To remind them of Yitzis Mitzrayim and to make them constantly aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Motzi Osom Eretz Mitzrayim. So that's because of the weakness of the people. What do they need it for? I mean, they Yitzis Mitzrayim, they know Yitzis Mitzrayim. But the answer is, as much as they know it intellectually, but man is weak, and man tends to remove his mind from things that he doesn't wish to be involved with all the time, difficult areas, so he tries to forget about it. So therefore, the Ashrah Shechina is something which, because of the weakness of man, they will be constantly attuned to Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the first shot. You see, that's what the Ramban means by Tzorach Hedja, basically. But Tzorach Gavoa means something else. So now what does Tzorach Gavoa mean? So what does that's once you understand Tzorach Hedyot, so now you have to understand what Tzorach Gavoa is. So what is Tzorach Gavoa? How would you define Tzorach Gavoa?
Didn't you hear what I just said, that it's God's will?
So the answer is that it's God's will. Okay, it's not because even if man is on a perfect level, even if man isn't deficient, Even if he doesn't forget about Yetzias Mitzrayim, even if he didn't have the, even if he didn't commit the Chet HaEgel, still it's God's will. You see, that's what the Ramban is saying. That the Ibn Ezra, if you catch carefully what he says very quickly, he means that the he says Kilo Tzeisio Som Mitzrayim Rak Ba'avur Sheyasu Li Mishkan V'Shachanti B'Sochom V'Chein Tavdun Es Olakim Al Harazel. What does it mean? It means to say that's intrinsically God's will. No matter how perfect man is, Ashrah Shechina is his will. It's not because of a deficiency in man. You see, that's what the Ramban means, Tzorach Gavoa. Tzorach Gavoa means it's God's will. Okay? He says, and that's the Sod Gadol. That's the Sod Gadol. Yes? That's the next question. So now you see that Tzorach Gavoa means it's God's will. Like Brias Olam, we call it Tzorach Gavoa. What does it mean, Tzorach Gavoa? It means that that's his intrinsic will. It's not because of a deficiency in man. So that's what the Ibn Ezra is saying, really. That's before, even if they're perfect. When Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was no Chet in Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that was the beginning. So even though they live on the most perfect level and they take advantage of all the lessons of Yetzias Mitzrayim, still, l'shachni v'socham, that intrinsically it's God's will that there should be a Migdash, there should be a Mishkan, and there should be Ashrah Shechina. That's what he's saying. So what is the reason for that? You're right. I mean, we have a right to ask. So what's the reason for it? So what's the answer?
I mean, in general, for God's will, ultimately, he can't give a reason. He could just formulate it to some degree.
Yeah, but you can't give a reason why, like the Rambam says, you can't give a reason why God did something, because then it's an endless circle. Yeah. So ultimately, you just have to say it's his chachma. Okay, that's correct. But I think you're right on this. Why? Because you could say that in general, where it doesn't deal with man. You see, then you could say that's God's will. Like the Rambam says, the creation of the universe. You can't say the creation of the universe is for man, because there's many parts of the universe that don't affect man. It's simply God's will to create the universe. It's only egocentric people that say the whole thing is them. But
because man is part of the creation, so.
Yeah, you can't. I know it's part of creation, but you can't say everything is created just for man. So that's what the Rambam says. He says because the man is has it as part of the creation, that's correct. And the, in the creation, there are things for man. That's true. But to say the whole creation is just for man, that's nonsensical. Okay. So the question is, but over here we're dealing with something which obviously is a function for man, Hashra Shechina. As a matter of fact, the Hashra Shechina is something which intrinsically, if you read all the psukim in Divrei Yomim and in Malachim, on the contrary, that the whole idea is an absurdity. So it was midas anvesanusa shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu that of Ashra Shechina. That's like va'ered latzilo miyad Mitzrayim. It's a yerida. So you can't say that it's something which is just intrinsically God's will. It's intrinsically his will. In what sense? I mean, we have to understand in what sense. We use the word intrinsic, but in what sense? That's the important thing to define. In what sense is it intrinsically his will? It's not intrinsically his will like Bria Shemayim V'aretz. Okay? So in what sense, how would you define it as being intrinsic? In what sense is it intrinsic? Yes?
The creation of man.
That's correct. It means that man, even if he lives in the most perfect state, still needs Ashra Shechina. Why? Because there's something in Ashra Shechina that gives a person knowledge, a certain knowledge that no matter how good he is, he simply would not be able to attain that chachma, that perspective, that chachma, that knowledge. That's what the Ramban means. That's the sod. Okay, that's the sod. The sod is, if it's tzorech, but the Ramban means by tzorech hedyot is that it's because of man's weakness. What the Ramban means by tzorech gavoah means that when God created man, he created man with the idea, with the knowledge, that man is going to need something. What is he going to need? As perfect as he is, he's going to need Ashra Shechina. Of course, it doesn't mean every man. It doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu needed it. But it means for man, for Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu is always a fan of them. But for Klal Yisrael, it's necessary. For man, it's necessary to have Ashra Shechina. Yes?
Does Ashra Shechina necessarily mean the Mishkan?
The Ramban is rejecting it. The Ramban is rejecting the Sforno's idea. It's a rejection of the Sforno.
Okay.
But the Ramban is, the Ramban's first pshat is all, he's rejecting his first pshat too. It's not a matter of, that's what he's saying. He's saying that's the sod of the Ibn Ezra. That's what he's saying. He's saying Pshuto Shel Mikra can tolerate the first pshat, that it's Sorach Hedyot. But he says that what the Ibn Ezra is saying is a different idea. Mm-hmm. That it's not simply Sorach Hedyot, but it's Sorach Gavar. It's Sorach Gavar. And that's why so if it's Sorach Gavar, if it is Sorach Gavar, so then the question we have to ask is, what is it, not Sorach Gavar intrinsically, like I mentioned, that on the contrary, that it really is a Yerida. And that's what Rashi says. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitzamtzem shchinoso. It means to say that he's lowering, he's making an accommodation for man. Basically, it's an accommodation for man that really intrinsically it doesn't make any sense. A bias doesn't make any sense. But it's an accommodation for man because man needs this on his level in order to raise him to a higher level. But it's not an intrinsic idea. Chas v'shalom, an intrinsic idea is kfira. So you see that this is really tzorech gavoa in a different sense. Not intrinsic tzorech gavoa, but tzorech gavoa insofar as the creation of man is concerned. That even though man lives, even though Klal Yisrael would live a correct life, but nevertheless they would have to have Hashra. That's a Hotzei Yisrael Mitzrayim L'shachni V'Sachon. That's the sort of the Ibn Ezra. That's what the Ramban is saying. But now we really should try to progress a little further. So, can we define? What that element is, that even if Klal Yisrael is living on the highest level, that they still must have the Ashra Shechina. What more could we add to this? I mean, stop here and say that's it. We answered the kasha. But over here we're interested more than answering the kasha. We're trying to gain some knowledge, some ideas Hashem from the idea, which is that's the purpose of it. So what is the general area that this Tzorach Gavoa expresses itself in? What is the general area? Yes, anybody? Yes, Ramban quotes some Sukkim. Yes, go ahead.
According to the Pshat, the Mishkan is a semblance of Sinai. It makes sense that this is so integral.
Yeah. Well, one second. I'm not questioning that. I want to understand what is it driving at? Okay. Aval hu kinyin shama akosu Yisrael asher b'cho aspar v'oma Yeshua ma tasa l'shimcha gadol u'psukim rabin bo kain evil l'moshav lo. So he says the mashmaya said psukim is like the Ibn Ezra really. Uma and po eishev ki evisiho v'kosu v'oretz esko. What does that do with oretz esko? Oretz esko is v'chatas b'isi Avram. What does it mean, Va'aretz Eskar? What does Ramban bring the right from Va'aretz Eskar? What is Va'aretz Eskar? The Ramban is saying that the implications are very... I mean, it's amazing how the Ramban, you see the greatness of the Ramban. Va'aretz Eskar means the implication is that this is necessary for the Kol Aretz. This is necessary for the whole world. See, Va'aretz Eskar. What does it say, Va'aretz Eskar? It should say for Kol Yisrael, Zechatis Brisi Avram, Brisi Yisrael, Brisi Yaakov, and then I'll bring back the Mikdash and Ashra Shechina. What's Va'aretz Eskar? Va'aretz Eskar means the whole purpose of the whole Aretz will be fulfilled. So it'll be fulfilled. So what is that? So what is the what? No, he's learning Va'aretz Eskar means the Aretz, the land. No. He's learning Va'aretz means the whole Aretz. Gracious brother, can I remind us Aretz? Not the Aretz Eskar.
I thought it was talking about Galus. And...
Yeah, I know, but the plain pshat is not. What do you mean the Aretz? It's the people that the Aretz Eskar is saying. Aretz Eskar means the Kol Aretz, Maloch Kol Aretz Kavada. So that's what the Ramban is saying. Aretz Eskar, the semantics of Aretz Eskar is the whole world. So and that's that really is the better pshat. I mean, Aretz Eskar, I mean the entire Bria. So what does it mean? So now how would you put it into a formula? So what's the formula? What is the formula? The formula is what? The formula is, go ahead.
The will is
the Kvod Hashem. The Kvod Hashem could never be realized fully without the Ashra Shechina. That's what the pasuk is. That's what the Ramban is saying. That the Kvod Hashem could never be realized fully without the Ashra Shechina. Okay? So now the question is that how? I mean, is there any insight that we could have here in terms of this idea, this concept, that the Kvod Hashem, could not be realized without the Ashura Sashrina. One step further. Yeah. In yesterday's Kriya, in the Yom HaShmini, so, it's interesting. Vateitzei eish mi lefnei Hashem, vatochal ha'om esbeach, esa'ol ha'vasachalovim, vayar kol ha'om vayaronu, vayiplu apneim. So yeah. So what does it mean? It says Vayaron Rashi's Ketaguma v'shabachu. So it was an awesome experience. And he said the Yonason Tirgim Yonason says, he says v'chamun kol ama v'odun v'isrechinu bitzlo alan peon. Isrechinu bitzlo means they bowed down ishtachavoya, and there was ishtachavoya. And the Pirshan is she yodu betfilosim bekriya uveshtachavoya hamaorer kavona gedola. So it was a phenomenal and awesome recognition of the Kvod Hashem. That's vayar kolam vayironu vayiplo pneim. Now it's interesting. Right after that. Vayikhu v'nei Aaron nodav aviyu ish machtaso v'itvei na'ish v'yisimu l'akitores v'teitzei ish m'lfnei Hashem v'tokho osom v'imus l'fnei Hashem. So there was the misas b'nei Aaron, and then you have Moshe Rabbeinu gave divrei tanchumen to his brother. Hu asher dibar Hashem lema b'krov v'yakoresh v'al p'nei cholom ekoved v'yidom Aaron. So Rashi says, what does Rashi say? He says, "Hu Asher Dibar." So Rashi says, "Heichan Dibar." Where does it say? Where do you have that pasuk? What is he quoting? So Rashi says, "V'no'adati shamal of Nei Yisrael v'nigdash bechvodi and shmos al tama bechvodi ela b'machu badai amalei Moshe li'aron." So Moshe said to Aaron, "Ochi." I knew that the Migdash, that the Mishkan will become Niskadesh through those who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Miudav Shal Makom. V'yisi Savor, and I thought, O be O Bach, either it'll be me or you. Ach Shavro Ani Shehem Gedolim Imenu Mecca. So, now I see that they were greater. So what kind of divrei tanchumen? But apparently Moshe Rabbeinu was saying an interesting thing here, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, "I knew that this would be necessary." Why is it necessary? What does it mean? He knew that this is necessary. Why does that have to be necessary? You see, and what is the idea over there? What is the concept? You see, but the concept over here is, I believe, what the concept over here is. That the Kvod Shamayim is always nismait through the Kvod Basar Adam. You see, the two are mutually exclusive. You see, so people always have a feeling, or are always looking for security in some person, in some individual. So man looks for somebody who he could think to himself, this person is with Hashem. So you feel a certain security in relating to this person, that he's a tzaddik with Hashem. And insofar as that feeling is concerned, you see, that feeling takes away from the Kvod Shamayim. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. That Yodeya Hayisi sheyiskadesh habayis b'myudav shal makom. Why is it b'myudav shal makom? Because what it demonstrates is that lefnei Hashem there's nobody. Nobody. In other words, there is no such thing as an individual that is so-called, like a person would imagine, he's special lefnei Hashem, and he's and with him we could have a certain feeling of security. But that's really the hepach of reality, that the distance between the greatest man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, O bi o bach. Which means even Moshe Rabbeinu, even Aaron, the kiddush, the kavod shamayim is nizgala. That's vayar kol ha'om vayaronu. The kavod hamakom through ashras shchina is that hein b'kedosh of lo yamin. And there are notes that there's no one in his presence. Everyone is nothing. There's no such thing as a tzaddik. Yochel Moshe lavo. Because the Kvod Hashem, what is the pasuk in the end of Shmos, that b'fnei Hashem, when there's Kvod Hashem, man is non-existent. No man is existent. So the Kvod Hashem of the Hashra Shechina, the Iskalis, that is the cover of the Iskalis Shechina. Yeah. That's really the Kvod Hashem. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Moshe Rabbeinu said that he knew that because of man's nature, man looks for some kind of a tzaddik, some kind of a person that he feels he can find some security. That this person, this is the tzaddik. He is the one that's lifnei Hashem. But the truth of the matter is that the Kvod Shemayim, the Ashra Shechina, is the exclusion of that idea. The exclusion of that idea. And interesting is that's really in the beginning of Shemini. Vayehi bayom Hashemini kar Moshe l'Aaron ulavana ulazikne Yisrael. Vayomer l'Aaron, kach l'cha egel ben bokor l'chatas, v'ayel l'ola tmimim. So Rashi says, Kach l'cha egel lo dia shem l'chapelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yedei egel zeh al maise ha'egel she'osah. So here you have the first day of the Mishkan, first day of Ashra Shechina, and the greatest Kohen Gadol is entering to bring the Karbonos. And how does he enter? He enters as a Chote. It is a chote in the Maase HaEgel. So the Kvod Shamayim, the Vayar Kol Om Vayaronu, the Kvod Shamayim is the recognition that there's no one that can lay claim to a tzaddik b'fanav. Hein b'kdoshev lo yamin, that the distance between the greatest human being and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. And that's what Chazal say, that's the Gemara, the Gemara of Yechanan. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu covered the tzur, the Rabbeinu would not be able to be omed lifnei ora. So what is the kiyum of the Kvod Shemayim of Ashra Shechina? That is the kiyum. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So the Tanchum, that was the Tanchum of Moshe Rabbeinu to Aaron. What he told him was that it's true, it's a tragedy that they died, but simultaneously, it added to the Kvod Shamayim, to the cover of the Yom, that it demonstrated the cover of and the Mora of Ashura Shechina. That's the Kvod Hashem. That's the concept. So that's really why the first question that I started with was Vasali Mikdash Shechanti B'Socham. So how come there was trouble over there? But Aaron said that I know it's because of my chait. You see that fellow that says I know it's because that Shekosam Mokam Alai. Because the answer is there's no guarantee for Ashura Shechina. There's no guarantee for Ashra Shechina. Even though it says, V'osu li migdash ha-shechanti b'socham, it's al-menas. That's true. You must have migdash. That's a tonight. But a guarantee for Ashra Shechina, there's no guarantee. Because if the wrong ideas exist among the people, then there's no Ashra Shechina. And that's why you see, even on that day, it wasn't a simple matter. V'osu li migdash ha-shechanti b'socham. But apparently at first there was no Ashra Shechina. There was no Ashra Shechina. They weren't Roy. And only because the only reason they were Zocha was because of the fact that Aaron reflected on his chait, and then they went back into Olam Moed and they were Mespalel, and then there was Ashra Shechina. So the idea of Ashra Shechina, that's what the Ramban means, that the idea of Ashra Shechina is a Tzorach Gavar. It means that through Ashra Shechina there is the greatest limud insofar as Adam is concerned, of the Kvod Hashem, of the great Kvod Hashem. So that's the sod of the Ibn Ezra. That's the sod of the Ibn Ezra. Yes.
Would it be fair to say that's why?
I mean, about a Kapara.
Right.
That the Kapara saw Adam. That's correct. That's good. Yeah. I mean, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Really, was the fact that the Misas Bnei Aaron really brought the idea. made the idea of the that was a tanhumen. It wasn't just simply divrei tanhumen. I mean, just to make him feel better. It was true. It meant that the Misas B'nai Aaron really taught Klal Yisrael that idea, and that idea was necessary. That idea was necessary. That Heim B'kedosh of Lo Yamin, that the Kvod Hashem is completely something completely other, far removed from the world of man. Even the greatest tzaddik, I think he says, I thought Bi Abach, even the greatest person, but the Kvod Shemayim is a phenomenon which is qualitatively beyond man in any way. And actually the Misas B'nai Aaron, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him Divrei Emes, that the Misas B'nai Aaron really brought into focus the very concept of what Kvod Shemayim really is. And that's L'shachni B'sochem. That's the concept of L'shachni B'sochem.
That's something new that they were great at.
That's great.
You don't have that.
That's great. That's very good. That's very good. That's very, very good. Very good. Very good. He said, and that's why he says, now I know that they were greater. Because it would have to be the greatest person. It would have to be the greatest person. He means in some way. He doesn't mean greater. The word in Yahadis, I keep repeating this, but in Yahadis, greater doesn't mean like we think of it in an infantile sense. Oh, he's the greatest, you see. It means to say on a certain level. Doesn't mean that they're greater Nevi'im than Moshe Rabbeinu or greater tzaddikim than Aaron. But what he means is in they were greater in a certain sense, that they were the appropriate vehicle, as a vehicle of bringing across this idea, they were greater. And that requires a certain greatness, you see. Not necessarily a greater tzaddik, you see. But there was greatness there insofar as their position in Klal Yisrael. In their position in Klal Yisrael, they were greater insofar as achieving that goal of demonstrating and making manifest the true idea of Kvod Shemayim and Ashra Shechina. Okay? Okay, the Ashra Shechina can take... The chronology is not necessarily... it has to be in that specific order, but I mean, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mashra Shechina, so, and the idea of the Ashra Shechina emerged had to come about, and they were the ones that were the vehicle. That was a divrei tanchumim, that their death was not simply a death for nothing, but their death was a kiyum in the very essence of the idea of Kvod Shemayim. That's really the idea. That's Bekrovaya Kaddish. That's the concept. Okay. Yes.
Is that the exclusive of the idea?
Man's knowledge is very, very limited. But just because man's knowledge is limited, it doesn't mean he can't know anything. The Divrei Tanchumen were, that was Divrei Tanchumen to Aaron, that his sons were great, and they were an instrument and a vehicle of expressing and bringing forth the idea of the Kvod Shemayim. That's Divrei Tanchumen. Okay, yeah. So you mean the Ramban, getting back to Ramban, L'shachni V'socham. It means that the Ibn Ezra Sod, which means that the purpose of Ashra Shechina and Klal Yisrael is that the true idea of the Kvod Hashem should always be in the nation. That's really the purpose. See, that true idea of the Kvod Hashem, that the Kvod Hashem is beyond anything that man can imagine, that even the greatest man is nothing in God's presence. That idea, the fact that we had Ashra Shechina, that was the purpose of the Ashra Shechina, that concept of the Kvod Hashem should always be before man's eye, you see, and for the entire world, so that when a person saw the Ashra Shechina, or he knew of the Ashra Shechina, he knew which way to guide himself in terms of limud, in terms of direction, and where the greatest fulfillment of the purpose of man lies, in which direction. The Ashra Shechina was really the existence of the Ashra Shechina was something that was constantly in man's, before man's eyes, so that his goal should never deviate from the essence of this idea, you see, and that his whole essence is to gain insight, greater and greater insight into the recognition of the Kvod Hashem. That's for Oretz Eskol. That was the purpose for Klal Yisrael, and that was the purpose for the entire world. And that's Tzorach Gavoah. That's the Tzorach Gavoah.
That's the result of
the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that act, Vatetzei Esh Milifnei Hashem, does that act in order that man should have the proper idea of the Kvod Hashem, that is the awareness. Maxim is right. That's right. That's correct. You're right. You know, the Latzilei Bnei Yisrael. They tried to get too close. That's correct. The punishment was held off. The Latzilei Bnei Yisrael. Yeah, because it was postponed till later. That's correct. But they were trying to get too close. That's a very good point. That that they were trying to get too close, and that was exactly the chate. And the chate was that they misjudged the distance between their intellect and between the perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're right. They misjudged that distance, and that really is that's very good. And that's why that was the limud. That's why that was the limud. The limud is the distance. That's the limud. The distance is something which is painful for man, and it's the reason why Yahadus is not accepted, because people are looking for something other, and the Einod Milvado is the very greatest challenge for the human being. But that's what it is. The Torah does not dilute the challenge. It gives the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a Mikdash and Ashra Shechina and the opportunity for man to have the greatest opportunity, it's at Tzorach Gavoah, for man to be in the best position to have the correct framework and the correct ideas. But nevertheless, it's still the greatest difficulty for man. It's not because of misuse of the Bechira. That's what he means. It's not Tzorach Hedyot. It's a limud on the highest level. That's the purpose of Ashra Shechina. Yes.
Machlekes,
one was a Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabban. So that means that there was human ambition. Human ambition has no place in the presence of the Kvod Hashem. The other one was the other idea was Shikras. Shikras is when man's intellectual faculty is compromised. That's why Shikra Asabar Ra. And like the Rav said, that you can't go into the Mikdash unless you're able to give a Ra. So the Mikdash demands that a person must be Metahir himself, and his Machshava must be on the highest level. He must recognize that by nature he's instinctual. By nature he's Yetzalev Adam Ramanurov. But he still has the ability to remove himself from the instinctual and to be Omri Lifnei Hashem. But Shikras means that's not necessary. It's a denial of that process, and it's attributing some kind of natural virtue to man, and the difference is we don't say that man is intrinsically of value. Like Gemara, like Chazal say, a person can be the biggest Talmud Chacham, but if it's Talmudo Mistalekis and he loses himself in a moment, he's like a tippish. He lost it. So there is no such thing as a person just, he's reached a level, and now like in other attainments, a person is a great athlete. So now he's the great athlete, whether he's relaxing, whatever he's doing, he's the great athlete. So he's attained the level. In our system, in the system of Torah, you never attain a level. It's only while the person is vigilant and knows the MS, and he knows he has the Tzelem Elokim, which he can utilize under certain conditions, and that's the only time that he is really of value. Otherwise, if he slips back, he just becomes nothing. It's Asof Enech Abav Enenu. If he loses the Chachma, it's gone, and there is no intrinsic virtue in man. man is capable of virtue, but only as long as he's aware of the fact that it requires certain conditions constantly, and certain moments. In certain moments, he's in reality. In certain moments, he's virtuous. But the virtue is contingent upon certain conditions. That's a difficult idea for a person. That's not an egocentric idea. That goes against man's nature. Man wants to feel like gain something. I became a tzaddik. I'm on a certain level. I'm on a certain madriga. He could be in the biggest madriga, and in a moment he could slip and lose it. There's no intrinsic idea of virtue in man. Shikras means it doesn't matter. So right now I can't think, but I'm still a tzaddik. You see, the isser of shikras is that I don't care who you are. You're the greatest talmid chacham. But in one moment of shikras, he's null and void. He's nothing. He's reduced to a completely instinctual level. See, that concept is that idea of perfection is a difficult idea for man to accept. Because a person that by nature wants to feel he gained, he achieved, he accomplished, he's somebody. That's the nature of man. But what Yahadis deny such a thing. Yahadis deny such a thing. Yes. That's a good point, Michael mentioned. That's a very good, very good point. That they were really the ones that were the future. They would take over. So one of the Chazal say that one of the Chatayim was that they said Masay Musi Shnei Zekenim Alolo, that they were waiting for the Mises Moshe and Aaron so that they could take over. But that's similar to the other Maralach of the Rabbi. I mean, it was human ambition. But it shows you also that they were in that position. They were in that position, and that position was was not a small position. It was a position of godless, and that was the Tanchuman. Their godless was used for Kvod Shemaya. So that was the Tanchuman to Aaron. You can't feel really bad about the Misa because there's a good aspect to the Misa. That damn Misa was used for the greatest purpose that a human being can accomplish, to demonstrate the Kvod Hashem. That was the Tanchuman. The Mekadosh and Shemayim. Yes. I mean, you can't speak in terms of necessitate. Necessitate, only God knows. Man does not necessitate.
The reason why I'm asking is
because what Moshe Rabbeinu said? That's what I'm saying. You have to understand the context of these statements. What Moshe Rabbeinu said was what he thought. It doesn't mean that he knows what has to happen. That's lo machshavosai machshavosaychan. I mean, that's the infinite distance. But Moshe Rabbeinu has a right to say an idea. That his idea was that the Am was really not Roy, and they needed a demonstration, and the whole purpose of the Kvod Shemayim was Niskayim al Yodam. That much we could say. Can't say more than that. Yeah, the Nigdash, it's interesting. The Nigdash Bechvodi, Al Tikra Bechvodi, Ela Bemechubadai. The Nigdash Bechvodi means that the Kedusha, what is the Kedusha of Nigdash? It's the great Kvod Shemayim, the Kvod Shemayim, you see. And Al Tikri Bekvodi Ela Bemechubadai, that the Mechubadai, the downfall of the Mechubadai, the Misa of the Mechubadai, is that vehicle, which brings about the Kvodi. Because that shows the infinite distance between the Mechubad. And between the Kvod Shemayim. See? That's right. Exactly in the pasuk. Very good. So.